My name is Pete McCall. Welcome to episode 112 of All About Fitness. Before I get into the discussion of this episode, which is going to be an All About Fitness quick fit tip, I want to first make a very, I'm stoked. This is a really cool announcement. I've the only real sponsor I've had of the show so far has been TerraCore by Vicore Fitness. TerraCore is a new fitness platform. I'll have some details on that in the show notes below. But I do some work for them as a consultant and as a master trainer, meaning I educate trainers how to use that. So I've had an ongoing relationship with that company. Well, my new sponsor is Hyperwear. Hyperwear makes sandbells. They make a vest. They make the soft bells, which are a great at-home workout tool. So I'm going to have some information on Hyperwear below down the show notes. Obviously, you'll have a discount code of if you're interested in Hyperwear products, you'll be able to purchase one at a discount through the show. And I'm excited about this because I've been a fan of this product. I guess they've been out. 2010 was when I first saw sandbells. And sandbells are kind of like a smaller sandbag. They're kind of a combination of a sandbag and a medicine ball. These were developed back in about 2010 when I worked at the American Council on Exercise. I did a review of them, a product review, and I immediately fell in love. They're really cool. I've used them with training high school rugby players. They're great for that. They're very soft. I mean, they're soft, but they're heavy. The heaviest one I have at home is 25 pounds. The heaviest one I use in the gym, I think, is 30 or 40 pounds. And they go all the way up to, I think they go up to 80 or 100 pounds. They have a variety of sizes, a variety of weights, but they're really cool. They're very versatile. The size and the shifting mass of it is great for grip strength. They're a great at-home product. They're a great commercial product. So I'm really stoked to be working with them. Again, Hyperwear, the makers of sandbells, softbells, they have a killer vest. They have a number of killer products, are now a sponsor of All About Fitness. I'll have some information below, information for them below in the show notes. Coming in the not-too-distant future, I've been talking about this for a while, I am going to be doing some product reviews on YouTube and through this. I mean, it's kind of hard to do a product review just on a podcast, so I'll be uploading some product reviews between about 2 and 5 minutes to my YouTube channel, to my All About Fitness, All About Fitness podcast is the YouTube channel. You may be listening to that on that now, but if you haven't checked that out, I do put some fitness tips up on that from time to time. On back to this episode, and that's an All About Fitness quick fit tip. This has to do with training your brain. Yeah, I very seriously doubt that it's that often you walk into the gym, smacking your hands, going, all right, I'm here to train my brain today. But in essence, that's what we do anytime we exercise. We have to remember that our body is composed of numerous systems. Anytime we do any type of activity or any type of exercise, all systems are engaged. And there's been more and more research being done on the effects of the brain, not only on just overall brain health, but specifically on aging, because researchers have observed that our brains can actually get smaller with aging. But there's been a lot of research done on brain health in response to head trauma. Obviously, we've had numerous soldiers coming back from military actions with post-traumatic stress disorder, part of that related to head trauma they may have been received while in action. And also athletes. We know that if you're a fan of National Football League, a professional football, we know that head trauma, specifically was it CBE or there's a brain injury specifically related to numerous concussions that can have a serious effect on cognition and brain function. So there's been a lot of research the past few years on this. And I pulled up, I'm going to have it below in the show notes so you can see it, but I was going through this. One of the biggest benefits of exercise on your brain is something called BDNF. BDNF is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. If you've read the book by Spark by Dr. John Rady, you're very familiar with that. Brain Rules by John Medina is another book that talks about just overall good. It's funny, Medina, I don't know what his background is. I think he's a researcher, but But a number of his rules for brain health have to do with exercise. And that's what we're starting to see. That's what the evidence is starting to show. I pulled up this one bit of research. It's actually a research review. And if you're not familiar with that, what a research review is, a study of studies. People go through and they look at a number of different studies. For this study, this particular study, researchers in both the UK and Australia got together and did a research review of how aerobic exercise affects the production of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor in your body. And what they show is that aerobic exercise, regular aerobic exercise, hard enough to make you breathe quickly, can have a significant effect on how your body produces, on the production of BDNF in your brain. And that can help you grow new brain cells. You know, and separate studies have shown that doing new types of exercise or learning new types of physical activity can wire different pathways together in your brain. And you know, let me explain it like this. If you're always doing the same exercise over and over again, you create a groove, like wearing in the carpet. Like you might have the path from, you know, your couch to the restroom if you have carpeting at home. If you trod that enough times, there's going to be a groove in there. Well, if you do the same exercise over and over again, you create specific pathways in your brain, and your brain becomes a little bit less engaged each time you do that activity. So while, yes, there is a significant benefit of exercise, but if we're looking to promote brain health, and who wouldn't like to be a little bit smarter, when we're looking to promote brain health, we need to do new or different types of activity, learn something new. You've heard me talk about this a number of times on the podcast. Recently, I interviewed Dan Staton about archery, and I've been in touch with a friend of mine, a guy named Lee here in the Carlsbad area, North County, San Diego, and I'm going to go with him and do, you know, he's an archer. He does archery and does some bow hunting. So I reached out to him, and I'm going to go learn that because that is something I want to learn. Learning new things, learning to dance, learning how to, even there's been a new trend lately of people learning how to weave or knit. You know, learning how to knit is a new motor pattern, you know, help your brain health. So if you've noticed that maybe you're forgetting things or your brain isn't as sharp as it could be, there are ways to exercise it. There are ways to boost your brain strength. You know, of course, if I'm doing a quick fit tip about it, that means a couple of my upcoming episodes are going to maybe feature cognitive function. But what you can do today, if you're interested in how you can promote good brain health, number one, be active. It doesn't have to always be high intensity activity. Just being active promotes blood flow and promotes oxygen flow to your brain. So if you're having a problem at work, if you're trying to think through something, get up, go for a little walk, do a little stretching, do a little activity. I find sometimes, you know, if I'm going to be writing or working on a project, I go for a run, I go for a mountain bike ride, I work out first thing in the morning, and it helps me be more effective all day. And there's, you know, a lot of evidence to support that works for a number of people. But exercise can promote your brain function. There's this whole, you know, misperception, this bad stereotype of the dumb jock or, you know, the dumb weightlifter, but nothing could be further from the truth. If you're doing certain types of exercise, if you're challenging yourself to learn new types of exercise, if you're taking a new class, if you're taking a dance class, or you're taking martial arts, all these are ways that are not going to strengthen your body, but strengthen your brain. So I'm going to have a link below down to this little research review about the benefits of aerobic exercise on BDNF. I'll look for one or two blogs that may have been written on the American Council on Exercise about that. Because let's face it, you know, we want to maintain. One of the scariest things about getting older is losing cognitive function. I know I've saw that decline in my grandparents. But what we're seeing, people who stay active, people who stay engaged, people who have a very strong social network, which can happen through exercise, they can actually enhance their brain health. And think about that. Think about some of the older folks you know in your life. You know, I'm sure, no doubt, that you know a few people that are, you know, significantly older than you, but they're sharp, they're active, they're engaged, they're working, and they're just, they seem years younger than what they actually are. And then there's some other people that might be the same relative age, or the same chronological age, but their function is much different. They're more depressed. They have a negative attitude. And I can guarantee you that the major significant difference between those two people in your life is physical activity and the amount of exercise they do. So, folks, if you don't exercise for any other reason, if you've heard me on this podcast before, I don't care. I'm not here to promote having a beach body. To me, fitness is about having the ability. Fitness is about performance. Fitness is about function, getting out and having the ability to enjoy what you want to do in your life. And a huge component of that is having the brain power to carry you through. So if you haven't heard about BDNF yet, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, take a look for it, do a few searches on it. I highly recommend you read Spark by John Rady or Brain Rules by John Medina. I'll see if I can link to both down in the show notes below, because those can have a significant impact on your life. If you just do little things and exercise, try different things with exercise, try new types of exercise, you'll be surprised. Not only will you be making yourself healthier, but you could be helping improve your brain health as well. And that's extremely important. Thanks for stopping by this episode of All About Fitness. I look forward to having you join me for future episodes. And to the Hyperwear family, welcome. I'm stoked to have you be a part of All About Fitness. If you want to have information about them, they'll be down in the show notes. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'll be putting up some demonstrations of sandbells coming up on Instagram. My Instagram hashtag, or my Instagram tag, is PeteMcCall_fitness. That's PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. Twitter is PeteMC_fitness. My Twitter handle is PeteMC_fitness. If you want to contact me through email, it's Pete@PeteMcCallFitness. Thanks and have a great day.